name is Beth Brandis, and I work at Guerin Catholic High School, and I am the freshman and sophomore counselor.
And how long have you been doing that, Beth?
I am in my fifth year.
Can you tell me just a little bit about some of the challenges that you were facing when you first contacted Susan?
Certainly. You know, actually, myself and our guidance director and just our office in general were discussing different programs and initiatives and talking about kind of like our year-end review and report and where we thought maybe our students could benefit, especially transitioning from middle school to high school, and kind of looking at maybe where, especially the freshmen in particular, as, you know, it's their first year and a very important year in the transition into high school, that they do well and they're successful not only through high school, but then we also give them skills to build on post-secondary career and life in general. And we started talking about study skills. And, you know, it seemed kind of funny because if you look at our students, kind of our demographics, it's a very high-functioning, I would say, well, diverse, well-educated, like I said, demographically. So to say, and looking at these kids who are, for the most part, very, very gifted and talented, seeing study skills, how does this apply? And for me, it was pretty, well, I guess I should say for all of us involved, it was pretty easy to see because some of these students are, so I will say, blessed with their academic aptitude. They really haven't had to tap into, I would say, your true study skills, being whether it be reading strategies or note-taking or just studying in general or how to study for tests, because just with their innate ability have been able to get by or do better than get by. I shouldn't say just get by. I mean, they're you know, A's, B's, and really never really had to open a book and put forth that extra effort. So freshman year for most students is somewhat, I would say, of a easy transition academically. It's not too demanding. I mean, certainly it does pose some challenges just for the fact that they're in high school, but still able to kind of, I don't know, use that same method or approach that they had been K through 8 and do somewhat well, but it was starting to slowly catch up to them. So the reason, from what we had seen and what we were experiencing, we thought, well, if we can help them out even just a little bit more by giving them some skills and resources that they are going to need, and they are going to need to know how to utilize, why not start with the freshmen and give them something that, like I said, again, they can help them currently with where they're at in high school, but then, like I said, post-secondary and beyond.
How long have you been working with Susan, or when did you first start the program?
This is our second year. We just completed our second year of the source-based school curriculum, and the last year being our first. Since we have this period called the Kairos, which is our faith formation time, also academic support. There's a lot that goes on during that period. It's a 45-minute period, so the remaining 30 minutes are for academic support, where students can see teachers or make up tests or, you know, work on homework, whatever they need to do during that time. We thought this would be the perfect place or opportunity to have our freshman teachers come to know their students, the freshman students, even better, and to incorporate the study skills curriculum and to enforce it with them as they would see them all day long, and all of their teachers who taught the freshman curriculum would be in sync.
Since you started working with Susan and with SOAR study skills, how do you see things differently? How are the students responding?
You know, I see the teenagers or our freshmen seeing some very good things. Like I said, even if it's one strategy or one initiative that they learn that they can take with them to improve what they're doing to make them a more efficient learner, then great. I mean, that's one more thing you've empowered yourself with. So I see it being positive all the way around. Like I said, and you could draw a lot of positives from it, but I think sometimes what we have fought just in general, not even with SOAR, it would be anything, is because, like I said, these students still don't see the need of certain skills, because, like I said, freshman year, they're still able to do what's working for them. It's still working to a certain degree, because it's still possible in the freshman year, where that possibility starts to become less and less as they go on through high school, as it should, as the expectations step up, and the fact that they're in a private Catholic college prep environment. So it is different. The expectations are a little bit different. But with the parents, you know, seeing this and recognizing this, where their students' strengths are and their strengths to be had, they appreciate those aspects of organization and the binder system to help them to get organized, or with their locker or those pieces. Whereas I would say for our kids, certainly there are aspects of SOAR, at least of the test-taking, note-taking, that can help all of our students. But I see those kids who are a little bit higher achieving, with our groups in general, it seems to be organization is huge for them. Anything, and like I said, the binder system and the organization, the planning method, the planner that they choose,
yes,
is huge. That's a very big element or piece for our kids I see across the board, because to me that's kind of the fundamentals, the basics. These are the things you have to be doing first in order for the other aspects or topics that you're covering in SOAR to work.
Well, and I know that SOAR's number one objective is through study skills to help students realize that they can learn to be strategic with learning and to be organized. And so, you know, one of the questions I was going to ask you is, if keeping that in mind, if you saw any signs or evidence from students actually becoming more strategic or taking greater initiative in managing their schoolwork.
Yes, the only way I can prove that and say there's a correlation between that and actual SOAR are the one-to-one sit-down meetings, which we have with our students at least once, sometimes twice a year with each grade level, and then actually sharing that feedback, which we do during our freshman meetings. So it was very positive as a whole, and the students are pretty upfront and honest, and will tell you how they feel, which I appreciate. It was very positive with the students in saying that this was an area that I was a little bit with, but now I have some tips or suggestions, and I'm really trying to work at that. So that was good. At least whether they are or not, the fact that they were cognizant of it and were able to talk about it makes me believe that, yes, I mean, it has had effect on maybe some of their how they plan things and what their strategy is for attacking different things. So, yeah, I do. I really do believe that, like I said, it does make them think about some things that, one, they've learned a very long time ago but have not been reinforced maybe for several years or ever or whatever, and we're making them revisit some things or introducing some new things, concepts that every student should know or and know how to utilize, but for whatever reason they've gotten away from, and so we want to get them back on track to make sure that they are maximizing their God-given potential. That's our number one.
Obviously, you've had a really good experience working with SOAR and with Susan and had some great results with that, but on a personal level, what was it like working with Susan?
I thoroughly enjoyed working with her. Susan is so very easy to work with and so, like I said, so flexible, so supportive, very prompt. I feel like whatever I would need, she's going to go the extra mile in order and try to meet that or support or assist in any way she can. So I think that's another reason why her program is so successful, because she's so passionate about it, and you can see that. So anytime you're passionate about what you're doing and you're willing to put yourself out there and help others, I think you're almost guaranteed success.
If somebody were interested in working with SOAR, is there anything that you would want them to know that's important that you might not have already shared with me?
It kind of comes back to what I said about Susan. I think, you know, someone working with SOAR, I mean, you definitely have to be passionate and, you know, you love what you're doing, then, you know, it makes things that much easier. And for me, this is kind of like I said, it gives me a chance to kind of reminisce and put myself back in the classroom and teaching, which I love to do. And like I said, I live for every moment that I get to be with the students. I think what's very important, I guess I would add to that, is you need to put yourself in the shoes of a teenager so you can identify with where they're at. And so I try to do that while I'm doing this, to make sure it makes sense. It would make sense to a freshman and how they can get the most out of each lesson. So it's not just that, okay, well, I need to get this done, and here's what I got to hit, here's the points that I have to hit, the objectives, and make sure I've covered it, but as to what are the students going to draw from this experience.